As many people know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Elizabeth Osborne from The Ohio State University at Lima was in attendance to present to council and those in attendance an event that will be taking place at Casey Geiger Park on Monday, May 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. in reference to Mental Health Awareness Month. It's available for children to adults, and if you know of anybody that is dealing with some type of mental illness, I encourage you to put this event on your calendar. There will be about 15 stations set up all around Casey Geiger Park where people can go and visit and get information on various types of mental health. It'll be kind of like a scavenger hunt, she explained. And people that go to these tents and things of that nature, these stations, can gather their information and come back and be eligible for a door prize of some sort. So that is at Casey Geiger Park in reference to Mental Health Awareness Month, May 19th, 5 to 7 p.m., as I mentioned, at Casey Geiger Park. Also, we had a third reading up before council, which was passed, and this was an ordinance authorizing the execution of an agreement with Clemens Nelson and Associates for employee relations work. We retain Clemens Nelson and Associates as our attorneys in dealing with various employee matters as far as negotiations with our various unions is concerned and personnel issues as well. We passed under the suspension of the rules a first reading of an ordinance amending a section of the codified ordinance of the City of St. Mary's relating to the Summerfest beer sales. The Summerfest Committee is asking the city to move the boundary where they can consume beer for Summerfest from South Street to move it north to include Spring Street. By doing so, that would allow the consumption of beer behind the theater, and so where a lot of the Summerfest events and concerts will take place. So it will allow them to take it from the Skip Bachman facility across South Street and set in the parking lot and listen to music during Summerfest. So that was passed under the suspension of the rules. I also wanted to make residents aware of spring cleanup. This is the final week of spring cleanup. It will be running from noon to 5 now through Friday, and on Saturday from 9 to noon. I believe this was received very well by the community, and an opportunity to take anything that you have laying around your house that is just getting in the way, take them to the roll-offs located at the wastewater treatment facility off of Defiance Street. Also, I wanted to make council aware of the 0.5% voted income tax renewal levy. That campaign will be kicking off here starting very soon. Of course, that will go before the voters during the primary on May 6th. But I just wanted to let council know that we have yard signs that we like to have them participate in distributing those in their various wards throughout the city. And then we went into executive session to discuss some property acquisitions with nothing decided at the end when we came back into regular session.